I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, December 18. Coming up, Prime Minister pays tribute to life and work of Ian Boyne. Cabinet approves establishment of UTEC Law School and company's office rolls out new forms. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Yo, that's not the coolest Christmas tree ever seen.
Impressive,
but 3 strings of light and a flashing angel.
Very cool, but
and the fan to move it.
How about your wallet?
What?
Your whole Christmas bonus going fly through your wallet to pay for the energy.
But this is only for Christmas.
But just by being clever, you could save a bundle of your bonus. Just buy one long string of lights instead of 3 short ones and make sure that they're LED lights. Use reflective ornaments too.
True enough.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has paid tribute to Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, and Chief State Liaison, Ian Boyne. Mr. Boyne passed away at hospital earlier today after a brief illness. Prime Minister Holness described Mr. Boyne's contribution to media as admirable, noting that it represents the power of good journalism. He adds that the veteran journalist distinguished himself as a fair, fearless, and balanced commentator and consummate communicator, outlining that he benefited from numerous conversations with Mr. Boyne on various subjects. The Prime Minister said Boyne's guiding hand, maturity, and calm demeanor will be greatly missed. Meanwhile, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange has described Mr. Boyne as gifted with nimble intellect, which he brought to his state and media roles. She also extended condolences to Mr. Boyne's wife and their children, his church family, the JIS family and the entire media fraternity. Cabinet has approved the establishment of a law school at the University of Technology, UTEC. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the disclosure at the official opening of a shared facility building at UTEC's Old Hope Road campus in St. Andrew recently. Mr. Reid outlined that with the establishment of a law school at UTEC, more students pursuing law degrees will be able to access training.
Personally, now that the Faculty of Law has received accreditation from the University Council of Jamaica, that UTEC could transition to establish their own law school and they could take in other students. And it means, therefore, that we have more trained and certified persons doing law, and lawyers can serve in different areas.
Senator Reid added that this move is in keeping with the government's objective of expanding opportunities for education and training. The Companies Office of Jamaica today rolled out its amended company incorporation and annual return forms as part of efforts to make doing business with the agency easier. The new forms will require the names of persons who are considered beneficial owners of the company in accordance with the requirements of the Companies Act. Under the Act, a beneficial owner is anyone who exercises ultimate ownership of a company or the individual on whose behalf the shares are held or on whose behalf a share transaction is conducted. Chief Executive Officer and Registrar of Companies Judith Remlogan says the user-friendly forms include less pages, with more space for writing, as well as explanatory notes to aid applicants in understanding how the forms should be completed. The agency will continue to accept the old forms up until March 31, 2018 in order to facilitate a smooth transition. The new forms, along with samples, can be downloaded from the agency's website at orcjamaica.com. And the National Works Agency is currently repairing a section of roadway along the Falmouth Bypass in Trelawney following the collapse of a part of the road embankment last week. The damage occurred after the plastic culverts that formed part of the drainage system along the road were destroyed by a recent fire. The matter was worsened by recent heavy rains. Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer Ramona Lawson says the burnt-out pipes have been excavated and the road has been temporarily reopened to two-lane traffic.
And what we have relayed there is an improvement over what we had before. So we have put in 2 3-foot pipes now and have backfilled that area, allowing for traffic to go in either direction on that part of the road while we undertake a permanent fix on the other side of the road. What we'll be doing there is we'll be backfilling using concrete to partially encase the pipe, and then we'll be putting on our final wearing course, which will be asphaltic concrete.
Ms. Lawson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.